27th. We start the train again. It's Monday. Good to see you, sir. How was your weekend?
Fantastic, Joe. It actually was. I had a nice time to get a chance to do a little painting around the house. And so I got some energy out of my system, and I'm ready to focus back on how do we provide the relief we need to while we try to reopen St. Pete.
Some big stuff happening. So in addition to what we're going to talk about today, there's the mayor's reopening committee and that you're a part of. Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of that and what you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I'm very excited. First, I'm very just flattered and pleased that the mayor selected someone like me to be part of his committee of 17, I believe he has. He's getting a lot of input from so many other folks too. So it's not like he's just going to get it from us from the 17. But I think what we're being asked to do is really look at give him the input about a criteria he's looking for about how do we reopen. And we just met, and I'd be glad to share with you just what those four criteria are that he's looking at for us, how to reopen. So he is looking, and these are very similar to what we said all those gates were that the federal government and the state are looking at. We're going to be, in our city, we're really going to be focused on the percent of positive cases. So mm-hmm. percent of positive cases. We ideally are going to ramp up testing, so we want to make sure it's just the percentage of those tests that are positive, not just the total number of cases. So we're going to look at positive tests, percent of positive tests, our hospital capacity, which again is also a very important, but also in very good opportunity right now because we're not at capacity. All of our hospitals in St. Pete are doing quite well. The third one is the availability of testing and the timing to get that back. So right now, we've only tested about 1% of our community, Joe. That's not enough to really begin to say we're ready to get back out there. So how do we get to a point where we can test 1% or 2% a day? Can we get those kind of numbers going? I think that's going to be important. And the final piece is, will we have enough folks that are going to be available to do the contact tracing for us? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw in 60 Minutes how that works, but they did a good understanding of you just need people on the phone trying to track who else someone might have infected. So we got to get that beefed up as well. So at least now I've got four criteria that we're looking at that they're going to be giving us daily information on that will help us understand when we're getting closer to that reopen gate. And I think we're getting closer. We're not there yet, but we're going to get closer. The numbers are looking better every day.
Wonderful. And you're also doing some stuff yourself through GrowSmart. You talk a little bit about that, and I guess that will lead us into bringing in our guests.
Right. So, what I'd love to do is, so most folks know me as the chamber guy, but we've worked on a lot of other efforts to create a lot of other organizations, and they're all focused on just economic development. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do today, Joe, is just talk. I'm going to bring in our Grow Smarter and our greenhouse teams to talk about how we're excited about the new way we're going to be looking at our relief efforts going forward. So here they come now. Good deal.
Kim, hey, Jocelyn.
All right. Welcome, Kim. Welcome, Jocelyn. So I was just mentioning you guys that you represent our greenhouse and our Grow Smarter efforts. But what I'd love to do first is just have our Catalyst and Chamber community get to know you better. So Kim, why don't you start off and just tell a little bit about yourself?
Hi, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Joe, for having us today. I'm Kim Vogel, and I'm the co-manager of the greenhouse. Moved to St. Petersburg about 4 years ago, actually it'll be 4 years this summer, and absolutely love this community. Came from a community actually in the Midwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which in 2008 had an extremely devastating flood. And because of that, have been a part of relief efforts, if you will, as well as reopening and recovery efforts in a community where, as we were waiting for FEMA to show up and as we were waiting for, assistance to show up, it really was about the community who stepped forward and stepped in, really leaned into what it means to be a surviving and thriving and growing community. And I'm very proud of where I came from and the efforts that continue in Cedar Rapids, even as this pandemic is affecting them as well. So.
Great. And you're one of two greenhouse managers, right? Can you explain a little bit how the greenhouse works for us?
Yeah, absolutely. The greenhouse is a wonderful collaboration and partnership between the city of St. Petersburg and the Chamber of Commerce. And I happily and humbly represent the the chamber part of the team. And we are really there working in collaboration with our city partners to make sure that small businesses get exactly what they need when they need it. We truly are the front door to all things small business in St. Pete. And that's a really exciting place to be. We offer all sorts of programming, resources, mentorship, navigation, and truly what it means to kind of take that entrepreneurial journey, whether you take it from a Main Street perspective, a sole proprietor perspective, whatever it takes. Our goal is to help people navigate their way, if you will, through the ecosystem, through the economic development ecosystem that is St. Pete, as also is the greater Tampa Bay region.
Great. So, and that ecosystem is changing rapidly. So we're going to get into that in a second. But before I do, Jocelyn, welcome and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Chris. So I'm the manager of Grow Smarter. I started about 6 months ago. I grew up in St. Pete and I'm really happy to be back here after a few years away. Grow Smarter is an economic development strategy, and we really focus on equity. So that means we're thinking about reducing gaps by race and place here, how we can build a city and an economy that really benefits everyone who lives here. So we started as a partnership between the chamber and the city. We now, our primary funded partner is the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, and we are a collective impact initiative, which just means that really the power of our work comes from a network of partners, from nonprofit to private sector to government. And that's been really our strength and why we've been able to pivot. And I know I'll be talking a little bit more about that today, too.
Well, great. Well, welcome. And thank you both for joining me. You know, Joe, so what you have in front of you is some key parts of this entire ecosystem for how we're going to get back in business as a community. You know, the chamber represents members of this organization, of this community who invest in making sure we're working together on economic development. But you know, sometimes chambers get a bad rap because they're only looking at one part of our community. And so what our chamber has been able to prove over the last 10 years is we understand how the entire community works, and we're working to be part of that. So that, I mean, just think about what you have on the call and what you've had on the call recently, even with JP from the EDC, which is the other part of our team here. But what you've got with Kim is someone who does represent all those small startup businesses, entrepreneur businesses, scale-up businesses that are trying to get going in St. Pete, that we have someone dedicated working with those folks. And then what Jocelyn you have represented too are those folks in our community that may not always get that kind of representation. We are truly focused on diversity and inclusion in our community and at our chamber. So equity is important. So now we have the opportunity to work with the Florida, or with the Healthy St. Pete Health, Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, to really begin to make sure that through this system of the greenhouse, the Grow Smarter, the EDC, and the chamber, every business should have an opportunity to be worked with and to be addressed. But what we realized is during this crisis, that wasn't happening. All of a sudden now, when crisis happens, people just run around, they look for as much help as they can, and we started to notice something. And so what I'd love to do is just, you know, Kim has been very helpful with our team. So we've made about 3,000 calls. We've reached about 1,200 businesses working with them on exactly what their needs are. And so, Kim, just talk a little bit about that part of the process of what we've learned from just reaching out to so many businesses that and what it takes to really do that.
Well, we made a commitment, I think, truly as a chamber team, but also in partnership with, you know, with the greenhouse and with our city team, is to really find out, you know, what are some of those crucial pain points and what is it really going to take to bring businesses back, if you will. And so it was really important for us to build some relationships right away and to say, hey, listen, we care. We want to know, you know, what you're frustrated about. We want to know how you're taking the opportunity to pivot. We just want you to know that we are here and that we are providing an empathetic ear, and we want to hear your stories. And I think because we took that initiative early on as a team, that folks know that they can count on us, right? That that we are saying, you know, the city is saying very clearly, hey, we want to give our small businesses a fighting chance, right? And we are saying in conjunction and in partnership with them, you know, here's some other ways that we want to give you a fighting chance, that we want to bring you the ability to have some hope. And to make sure that you have the resources and support that you need in order to move, in order to move your business forward.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Joe and I have been preaching that for the last 5 weeks is get your plan in order, start getting organized. And what I want to make sure, Joe, that you hear that Kim is offering is there's a team of folks that can do that for those businesses. So if somebody is wondering, yes, I know I need to get thinking about this first wave and how I open up and what policies I need. I don't even know how to get started. That's what the greenhouse is doing. But if you think about it, when we started on the fighting chance and the mayor allowed that money to get on the street, that greenhouse team, the city staff is so focused on just those applications itself. Because if you think about how long it takes to go through one application, let alone 2,000 of them or more. So what we decided is we're going to need to get more people working on those phones, working on the Zoom calls with those businesses. And that's when we turned to our folks at the Grow Smarter effort as well, because they were being challenged by our folks at the foundation to how do we get those resources on the street immediately. So Jocelyn, why don't you take it from there and tell a little bit about what you guys thought, how you got to where your recommendations were about how can Grow Smarter assist in this effort?
Sure. So I mentioned before that we're a collective impact. So that means our steering committee is made up of representatives from Florida Blue to regions to one community to St. Petersburg College. So right away when this all started, we got our steering committee together to do a really brief snapshot needs assessment. So what are we seeing? What type of aid do we need to provide right away? So Grow Smarter's overall approach includes a few things. It includes some investment in South St. Pete in partnership with the Deuces Live, in partnership with the Warehouse Arts District Association, funding a resource hub that they're putting out there. We're also creating a scholarship at SPC, which is supportive of students who are studying in our Grow Smarter industry areas. And we're also contributing to One Communities Fund. They're a really important partner to us and have gotten together quickly with really wonderful aid for the South St. Pete community as well. So we're working closely with them. And then the big piece as well is this business resiliency team that you mentioned. And so across the board, across our Grow Smarter focus areas, we really saw the need for this navigation that small businesses needed help knowing what aid to apply for, knowing what resources are out there in the community. And so the goal of this team is really to bring the businesses to stability. And again, we're relying on our partners as we do this work. So we've been in close touch with One Community, with the Urban League. Of course, we're working with the Greenhouse, which has this great navigation kind of infrastructure already set up.
Great. And both of you guys have navigation experience as well, right? So just tell a little bit about that part of it and how what model you guys are kind of building off of.
Sure. So I was a healthcare navigator in New York City for several years, basically addressing social determinants of health. So helping patients get aid in the, you know, part of their life that the doctor couldn't address. So it involved, you know, a lot of resource connections. It involved follow-up. And I think what was great for me about that experience and one of the things we're trying to replicate is that you not only help the individual, the business, but you learn what they need, you learn the pattern of those needs, and then you learn whether and how they're able to access the resources.
Right. So I think that's important. So, Joe, I don't know anywhere else that a city right now has built up a team now, a business resiliency team made up of these navigators. And then what we've done is taken, and you have, what, we have six or seven of those now, right? Five, six, seven of those now, Kim? How's that going to work?
So what we are doing, and again, in partnership with Grow Smarter, you know, just by making all of the calls that we made, we were able to really gather some really good, some great data. And that was that impact study that Grow Smarter did. And what we were really able to determine was, you know, and starting that, we were really able to say, okay, we really need some, what is stability going to look like, right? Like what is that going to look like for our small businesses? And working with our wonderful dean of the business college and, you know, working with some other business leaders, putting together what those metrics look like. And, you know, not so much, you know, how, yes, we want to see, you know, revenue growth. We want to see, we want the ability for businesses to be able to, you know, retain and maintain their employees and all of that kind of stuff. But can we show, can we see incremental growth? And so this, what the impact study gave us the opportunity to do was to start putting up these almost like red flags of these businesses where they were struggling right away to meet some of these stability metrics. And so we do believe that we're pinpointing some of those businesses right now that, you know, they had to close right away. They didn't have a choice just because of the different requirements and all of those kind of things. So how can we, what are the things that we can do based on our stability metrics to bring them back, right? To bring them back to open, to provide that opportunity for stability. And that's truly how we're approaching this whole thing is that we're looking at the city in totality. Again, as Jocelyn said, the greenhouse has an active navigator team. Our city part of our team just happens to be really focused on fighting chance. And so we do have some of that infrastructure. So really looking at our active districts, really looking at the different geographic locations and what kind of businesses are there. And then being able to say, okay, you know, with this factor, and this factor, this makes this business, you know, probably a really high risk business for the potential of not coming back. And so those are the businesses that we are targeting right away.
Right. So there's a couple things that I want to make sure that if anyone's listening to this or if anyone's going to afford it, if you're a business right now and that sounds very complicated, that's why we have Kim and all the navigators, because Kim's not alone as well. What we've assembled, Joe, is a lot of folks through this community who are helping. They're volunteering their time as well, because Kim's not an expert at everything. She's an expert at making sure that they get everything they need right now. And so we've got bankers and accountants and financial folks all being part of her team, so that if someone needs some assistance, what we're trying to do is say, you're not alone in this community. Do not feel like you're not. If you don't feel like you have a safety net, you just found one. Today you found it. It's part of the greenhouse. The Grow Smarter teams are working to make sure that you're going to find that help you need. And that's what we're on. And that's what I'm so proud of these guys for, is they quickly pivoted. They've always been serving this community. Now they've joined forces in a way to make sure those resources are for everyone. So if you're in the Deuces District in the Skyway Marina or up in Carolina and Gateway, we have got somebody assigned to you. Please look up Kim at the greenhouse and make sure that we put her to work for you guys as quick as possible.
I wanted to add that we have a website and an email address as well. So whether you're a business who would like to get in touch and would like some support, you know a business that would, or maybe you'd like to donate some hours of your time if you're a business consultant, if you're an attorney, the website is growsmartersaintpete.com/BRT, so Business Resilience Team, BRT. You can also email BRT@growsmartersaintpete.com, and we will get back to you within a day or two and start that connection process and figuring out how we can support you.
Joe, these folks are going to support these businesses both from these relief efforts, because remember, today we just got, I think it was $328 billion more coming from our PPP program. So they're going to be able to assist with that kind of guidance, as well as the information we talked about earlier about what the mayor has said about how we're going to launch into reopen as well. So if you're a business out there and you need that kind of spectrum of support, this is what we're offering today. And we're looking forward to helping our community grow.
Wonderful. It's a great resource and great information. It's critical just to keep the heartbeat, you know, to keep the business alive and use the resources you have and both already and the ones you can obtain, you know, to keep from shutting down completely, because a full restart is so much harder than than just, you know, waking up from a hibernation. I had a really good talk with Beth Houghton about that over the weekend when on our Impact Catalyst show. And she, you know, she used homelessness as an example. If you could just keep the people in the home, but once the families lose the home, it's a whole nother ballgame to try to get them back up. And that same, you know, that same strategy should be used for your business. Make sure you keep the heartbeat alive.
Well, that's exactly right. We're looking forward to it. I've got a great team around me to do that, Joe. So I appreciate you covering us today on this one.
Sure.
Can I add just one more thing? We did make a decision. You know, the SBA always has the National Small Business Week that usually happens the first week of May. And they postponed it for sometime later this year. But we made a decision as the St. Pete community, the Greenhouse, the Chamber, the Grow Smarter team, again, with all of our partners, that we were going to move forward with a virtual Small Business Week. It's going to be, it will not be as big of a blowout as we all want it to be, but it's definitely going to be, there's going to be opportunities. And we're really basing it around the ideas, the themes of help and hope. You know, here's some good information that we can share. Here's some more knowledge that we can instill. Here's, you know, opportunities here, and here. And then just really sharing those stories of hope and resiliency that we are all hearing right now. So we do want it to be, even though it's probably not going to feel like as a big of a celebration as we would hope, we do know that we have the ability to celebrate things in St. Pete, and that we want to continue to show our gratitude for our small businesses and how they are continuing to hang in there as much as they possibly can. So look out, there'll be more stuff that we'll be sharing about that as well too, coming up here in the next 24 hours.
So even though they canceled it nationwide, St. Pete is not canceling Small Business Week. Oh, I just heard the announcement, buddy. So we're on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We'll make sure that all the resources we discussed are in the article that accompanies our conversation, and greatly appreciate you taking the time to join us and for all the good work you're doing to keep our community moving forward.
Great. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.